Welcome to the English Conversation Club podcast by Business English with Christina, the greatest global community for improving your fluency and confidence in speaking English, networking with motivated professionals from all over the world, and having fun while talking about the hot topics of our time. We hold one-hour conversations on Zoom 7 times a week, Monday to Friday. Want to join the conversation? Get a 40% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code ECC40. You'll be surprised at everything the club makes possible. So join us. The link is in the notes for this episode. Now let's dive into today's topic with me, Lindsay. Christina is out this week. So I will be hosting the podcast with Karen. And Karen, how are you?
I'm good. Nice to see my comrade from Georgia, my Georgia peach.
Yes, Georgia has taken over the podcast this week.
Yeah. How are you doing?
So our topic for this, I am good. How are you?
Good.
All right. And our topic for this week is what, Karen?
It is communication. Specifically, this article is about communication with your leader, with your manager. So this is a Forbes article, and it gives you I think 15 good tips on what makes a good leader. You know, we have some leaders, you know, that communicate a lot. We have some leaders that hardly communicate. I was telling you about it. I had this, my manager, and she had like 15 people that reported to her. And every week she would choose her person. This is the person that she would kind of micromanage. She would say, "Hey, Karen, what are you doing this week? You know, can I come on some appointments with you? Or, you know, why are you expensing these things?" She would call me every day. And I would be, by Thursday, I'd be like, "Oh my goodness, I can't wait till Friday till she picks on somebody else." Micromanager.
Yeah, that is.
She communicated too much for 1 week out of like
too much and about nothing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And let's see, you were going to.
So I love this list.
Yeah. Uh huh. What do you like on the list?
So we can just go through them. The number one, not communicating the why, is such a hot topic. And not just in business, but being a parent. You know, kids ask why. Why can't I do this? Why can I do this? And I have to tell my son, you know, you can't do this because I'm your mom. So we have to get away from that and explain the why you need to be doing this, how this aligns with, you know, your vision, what you need to be doing on a daily basis for work. Things like that. So explaining why instead of just saying because it's your job, really important in communication.
Because I'm your manager. Do it because I'm your manager. That's so funny. Right. When my son was like, I think he was about 3 or 4 years old, I bought him this shirt and it said why on it. Because at that age, they always ask you, why? Why do I have to do this? Why is the sun in the sky? All these questions over and over again. You know, I still ask those questions, though. I always ask why. I guess I haven't grown up.
Right. That's okay. That's good. And another thing is, if you're having to ask why to your management, you probably shouldn't be doing that thing anyway. Like, if you feel that what you're doing isn't relevant to your job, it probably is a good way to, like, you should ask why.
Exactly. That brings us to number four. Number four is avoiding difficult conversations, right? So that might be why they don't want to answer you. The biggest communication challenge among leaders is the avoidance of difficult conversations. Few leaders, they say, practice this skill.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes well with number three, the one-sided conversations, because everyone ever has had a manager that talks at them. They don't talk to them. They talk at them.
Yes, that happens a lot too. Yes. And let's see. And that's a segue into telling instead of sharing, right? So a leader, they need to stop telling you what to do all the time. and share, more open and honest communication. That's also something. Yeah, we have some bad leaders, bad communication. We have two leaders. You know, let me just talk about politics for a second, please. I love talking about politics. We have two leaders. We have one leader, Biden, that doesn't ever, he's like, we say he's in the basement, right? He doesn't ever tell us what's going on. What's going on, Biden, with all that's happening in the world? I don't know. I'm going to be in my basement. And then we have Trump that talks too much. He's got a gag order now because he's talking too much. So there needs to be balance, right? We got too many, one extreme to the other, right?
Yeah, I completely agree. Like one, and this is on the list. It's perfect for our political candidates. Lacking transparency and sharing meaningless communications is what our current president does. They say things a lot, but they don't mean anything. And they're empty, you know, press releases or just little paragraphs that they send out. They're empty.
Yes. There's that, we call that spin. They spin it in a way in order to make themselves look good. Like, we're talking about the economy, Biden economics. He hasn't mentioned that anymore since we got the inflation report last week. And it's not too good here.
Yeah. And then on the opposite end, you have the former president who talks at you. And he says 1,000 words and only 3 of them are like relevant. He just talks. He talks to talk. He doesn't want you to respond back to him. So very one-sided conversation. He's just, you know, talking. Just using as many words as he possibly can.
He's the insulter in chief. Yeah. I mean, my mom sent me this thing about it. He talked about Gettysburg, it was so, he did the speech about Gettysburg. He said Gettysburg was a horrible, horrible thing. And then, but he said it was beautiful too. It made no sense. Yeah. You want to, when you communicate, you want to try and make sense when you communicate. Yeah. Very, very true.
Yeah. And if you had one tip for your best communication, because I have a good one that works for in work, outside of work, with your family. If you had one tip for everyone, what would it be?
I would say be genuine, be authentic. Be authentic in your communication. You know, empathetic, you know, speak from the heart. That's what I would say. Too many fake communicators out there just telling people what they want to hear. So I would say try and be as authentic as possible. That's the main thing I want. Please don't lie to me. Tell me the truth.
That's a very good one. Yeah. Just tell me. It can be brutal. Just tell me. For me, it is, and I myself am not the best at this, so it's a really good tip for me, is instead of listening to respond, listen just to listen. So many people think about their response while the other person is still talking, so they're not actually comprehending what the person is saying. And this goes for a lot of bosses, but just in everyday conversations, if you are ready to respond while they're still talking, then you weren't listening to them.
Excellent. Yeah, most of communication is listening. That's what communication is listening to what the person is saying. And then, you know, you give your reply based on what they said. If you're not listening to them, how can you give a reply? Then that goes to your being inauthentic. So, yeah, this is it. Now looking back on this article, I said, wow, this is pretty good. This is a pretty good article. A lot of good tips. You know, communication is a very, very good topic, you know, for us to talk about. And, EEC. I always get that confused.
Yes. And yeah, communication's not just important for work, but it is especially important for work. But just in everyday, you know, communication, very important.
Yes. And... for your loved ones. Yes. Very, very, very important. Your friends, your family. Yeah. I talk to my mom every day.
I love that. All right. Karen, anything else to add before we end today?
No, it was good seeing you. You know, I just want to thank everybody for, for, for coming to EEC. Hopefully they're enjoying our topics of conversation and getting some practice, some English practice. So just want to say, you know, thank you. We appreciate you guys coming every day to EEC. It's a great group.
Yes, nice, I agree.
Nice community.
Agreed. Great group. And we'd love to have new members in our group. We are like a family right now. We need to add some more members. Mm-hmm.
Who's mom and dad? Who are mom and dad?
You and George.
No, Christina's mom. Christina's mom. George's. Yeah. Then we have all our there kids.
Yeah. All right, Karen. Yes. Thank you so much for your time and for being on the podcast. And we'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast.